ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
The European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return to deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican lawmakers want the state to pitch in some additional funding to cover the cost of public safety for next week's NFL draft in Green Bay. Howard Representative David Steffen is asking for $1.25 million from the state. That money would be split among Brown County, the city of Green Bay, and the village of Ashwaubenon. Steffen says the money would cover two-thirds of the expected cost to keep people safe during the event. The draft takes place April 24th through 26th. A GoFundMe account has been set up for the children of two Taylor County homicide victims. Becky and Joshua Mann were killed in their home near Gilman last Wednesday, leaving behind four children aged 16 to 25 who now face a future without their guiding presence, according to family members who set up the fundraiser. Their initial goal was $30,000, but as of Monday evening, they had more than $63,000 already in the bank. Investigators say they were killed by a 15-year-old boy who fled from the scene and turned the gun on himself sometime later. No motive for the shootings has been given. The Steel Bridge team at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville earned the title of first place overall at the 2025 Western Great Lakes Student Steel Bridge Regional Competition held this month in Milwaukee, a first for UW-Platteville. UW-Platteville's performance included first place in structural efficiency, first place in stiffness, second place in construction economy, third place in construction speed, and third place in cost estimates. As a result of their achievements, they now advance to the Student Steel Bridge Competition National Finals, set to take place at the end of next month at Iowa State University with around 40 to 45 schools participating. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers tank the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 play. Playoff series in Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers likely from later this morning into this afternoon. Mid-60s for a high. Tonight, showers, scattered thundershowers, low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Get a sneak peek at the 2025 Wisconsin football team. Join us April 19th for Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union. The day kicks off at the Kohl's Kids Combine, followed by Badgers open practice at noon, featuring new faces like quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. and offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. After practice, head to the field for photos with Badgers student-athletes. Tickets are $5 and free for football season ticket holders, UW students, and kids under 12. Claim your tickets for the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase at uwbadgers.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Anne from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the center. WRCE.
Hey, what's up, man? Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Hey, Cardi.
Brother, brother, brother.
Hey, man, I'm gonna ask you to play this all the way through.
Okay.
All right. Listen to the lyrics.
Turn it up a little bit. Think I know the lyrics now, Earl.
Hey, listen, man, listen.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
So I've been listening to that song since it first came out in 1971. And if you listen to the lyrics of it, you can contrast it with what is happening today. What's going on, man? You know, there's so much going on in this nation and in the world that song, you know, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, it's going to remain a part of me. And so, again, here it is. I was 17 years old when it came out. So, you know, here I am now, 71 years old. Soon to be 71 years old. That's over 50, I don't know, do the math, 52, 53 years. And it still sounds to me as great as it did, the message, when I was a 17-year-old boy. Anyway. Now that we've got that behind us, I am excited as always to welcome my good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. And I will say this, we're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's great to see you. It's always great to see you. You've got a great message, as always.
Thank you.
So, listen, I said to you, and for people who don't know,
This is your my last time on in this environment, on the airwaves in this environment. It's not the last time you and I are going to be doing great things, because in my podcast series, Dr. Omar the Pharmacist is going to be there. Because of what you have brought to the table and what this means, since the first time you and I met, Dr. Omar, and started talking, and I realized that your voice needs to be heard, because your voice is a voice of life, and what you do is invaluable. And so your voice should remain always on the airwaves in some way, shape, or form, because people don't know. We're not doctors. We don't know our physiology. We don't know the importance of how we can preserve this, the greatest gift given, and that's a human life. We don't know anything about those things, and we also don't know that there are entities out here who are looking to make money, and money has more value than the human life. And so we need your guidance to help us understand and maintain this body that we have. So with that having been said, man, you know, thank you for all of what you've done. But with you and I, it's only a beginning, and we're going to make sure that people hear our voices, you know, ad infinitum.
Thank you, Earl. Well, it's an honor to be in the business of helping to change people's lives, because I believe if you offer someone good information that makes them take one step in their life to be better, then you are a good person to this person. And that's the environment we want to create. We want to create good people around good people. And by good, I mean we're all growing, and the show has given me the opportunity to talk to an audience, and it has been a privilege and an honor. So thank you for that opportunity, for sure. Well, looking forward to the future things that we'll do together.
So, Dr. Omar, you wanted to talk about a second brain, and and your imagination can kind of run, you know, away with what people may think the second brain is. But let's talk a little bit about what a second brain is.
Yes, your gut is more than a digestive organ. Your gut is your second brain. And the conversation that's known as the gut-brain axis, this actually has a scientific value, because in the gut, we have something called enteric nervous system, ENS, that has over 500 million neurons woven into the lining of the gut. It's like a mini brain, so sophisticated. It's dubbed the second brain. It's got enough firepower to run digestion solo, but it doesn't stop there. It's actually in constant contact with your brain via the vagus nerve. So this like gut-brain axis, think of it as a high-speed highway linking a bustling city, which is your gut, to the central headquarters, your brain. When the city is thriving, signals are clear, and when it's in chaos, the whole system feels it. So think of patients with brain fog and ADHD struggling with focus. A 2022 Nature study found gut bacteria turn out dopamine, the focus neurotransmitter. An imbalanced gut can stall production, leaving you foggy and scattered. Think of anxiety and depression. Feeling down? Well, 90%, 85 to 90% of serotonin, your mood-lifting chemicals, is made in the gut. Research in gut microbes in 2023 shows that gut dysbiosis, which imbalance in the bacteria and culture in the gut, doubles your odds of an anxiety and depression. And looking at the other way, which is the chronic gut conditions, irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's, and these conditions, they actually, patients with those conditions have more probability to develop depression and anxiety. So we cannot now isolate the gut from the brain. Actually, I was sitting yesterday with a psychiatrist who has an ADHD clinic, and he was telling me that the patients that he uses, the fixation of the gut and treating patients with the medication in addition to probiotics and omega-3, and he just personalized the course for patients. He realizes that after a few months, looking at the cognitive scores and the development of their brain health, they thrive better, they do better, and the numbers are showing it. So we have to respect our gut, think of it as the second brain, and offer it the love that it deserves.
So let me, having said those things, Dr. Omar, you make me think in this wise. So science, the advancement of science, is why you can talk about the things you're talking about now. 40 years ago, they weren't talking about the gut being the second brain. They certainly weren't talking about it in a manner in which you are talking about it. What role does science play in the development, the further understanding of what you are talking about now? Because they weren't talking about that 30, 40 years ago.
Awesome thing is like advancement of science, in which having studies that come out to prove the concept gives the opportunity for the clinical application to see the actual results. And that's what we have been seeing in the pharmacy, in terms of, it's not just the pharmaceuticals that are used to get like the new antibiotic, the new GLP-1 agonist, the new semaglutide. There is the same way there is advancement in what is happening in the gut when it comes to the natural medicine. So happened in the genomics, understanding the genes that affect metabolism, immunity, and aging, the microbiome research, which we didn't know maybe 15 years ago, it was still growing, but we didn't know how the vital gut bacteria work. We didn't know that back then. Well, imaging and biomarkers, which we can see the inflammation, the neurotransmitter imbalances, nutrient depletion. And then we have the computation science, the AI and data tracking and longitudinal studies, and looking back and using this data that are collected over the years and making sense out of it. That all allowed us to have more than move from treating the symptom to understanding the system. And when we understand the system, we can create a product that can help the body, because at the end of the day, we want to use this research to treat human beings.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is it's more than fascinating, because as we are now in a period where they're working to kind of stop science, and you know, this is just a waste of time. This is a waste of money.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to deal with the science anymore, so we'll cut this, we'll cut that. It really is the height of insanity when you can come on and talk about the impact of changes in people's lives that have been wrought by the scientific studies. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Any other questions or comments about anything that you want to discuss, you can do that now, as always. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my
all right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. By the way, Dr. Omar, we're going to take that with us to our next destination. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Omar, now is the time, as always, throughout the show. We're willing to take your calls. Dr. Omar, I wanted to ask you, when you talk about the gut, and, you know, just the fact that the gut somehow has, you talked about microbes. What's a microbe? And what's its purpose?
Microbe is a harmful bacteria that we need to get rid of. And that was the focus of the antibiotics. They get rid of the microbes. But due to the need to have priorities in what we need to do, you get the antibiotic, it kills the good and the bad bugs. So we have patients that develop diarrhea and gut issues and actually mental issues after they take antibiotics. And that's why we're always recommending, after you take a course of antibiotic, to take a course of probiotics. But the catch is that it might take 6 months of taking probiotics to rebuild the healthy bacteria again in your gut. So how about if someone is taking several multiple courses of antibiotic, take Augmentin, then after that take another one, Z-Pak, and then get another infection? Oh, let's try a stronger antibiotic for upper respiratory tract. So within 1 or 2 years, you would find one of us would be taking 3, 4, 5 or even more courses of antibiotics. And I want to tell you, many of the patients that come to the pharmacy suffering from long-term diarrhea would come and tell you this all started after I had this health condition and then I took those antibiotics and now I am, my gut is messed up and I am, and then I check the medication profile and I see an antidepressant. When did you start it? Link it towards the time that these medications have been started. And that's Earl, what have caused companies to come up with great products to mix between probiotics and other things to support mental health. I'm going to give you an example. I have a product called the Zymbiome Sleep. The Zymbiome Sleep. It's a probiotics product that has Bifidobacterium longum 1714. You see the name is long. Bifidobacterium longum 1714. That's what's called a psychotropic probiotic, psychobiotic. That's a probiotics that helps to support and relaxes the brain. All right. They found this in the research and they mix it with L-theanine, which is an adaptogen that helps also to relax the brain and also helps increase focus, and giving it also some lemon balm. You take it before you go to bed, so it will help you sleep better and helps your gut health. So you see the linkage now is in products that would help with the brain health and the gut health. So the microbes are bad. Getting rid of the bad guys need us to take some measures. After that, we need to rebuild our flora and the gut. And I want to tell you, when someone comes and picks up an antibiotic at Wiltopia, young or old, I take the time, I talk to them about probiotics, and I tell them, you know what? This is not paid by the insurance, but this is needed by your body.
You know, Dr. Omar, some of us, you know, have been dealing with this since the time, you know, we were young people. We've never had our gut health checked. We're into our 60, 70 years of age, and nobody's ever said anything to us about the importance of our guts. Have we done permanent damage to our guts, or can any of that be turned around?
It can be turned around, but according to the severity of the situation, some of the issues of, like, let's say I have like transient diarrhea, I have some constipation, we can treat it with some fiber and probiotics. And other patients, we use what we call a stool analysis. And stool analysis is giving us a picture of the bacteria that's in the gut, mapping out the DNA structure of the little creatures in the gut, so that give us more deeper insight what we need to do to help. But also there is gut sensitivity test, and then the patient would say and tell me, this is overwhelming, where do I start? And you tell them, start with a consultation or meeting a functional medicine practitioner who knows what they are doing, who can work with your current set of doctors and nurse practitioners who can help you to translate the labs and whatever you've been doing over the previous time of your life to create a plan which looks at you as a human being, not as a high blood pressure patient or just a patient coming with constipation. So you have to work with someone who understands what they are doing, because we are challenged with having too many sources of information, and many people now are going for ChatGPT to get answers, and they give good answers, don't get me wrong, but we need to use these answers to create a plan, and that's why we need more credibility.
So Dr. Omar, before we, you know, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
262-429-9429, call or text, or go to the website, wiltopiarx.com.
855-752-4842 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Republicans in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District have chosen their new party leaders. Hannah Teston, the former vice chair, will now become the chair of 3rd Congressional District Republicans. Ryan Hipsch, who has run for assembly in the last two elections, was elected as vice chair. Former chair Bill Feehan was selected as the first vice chair of the state's Republican Party. The field for Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair grew by one as candidates emerged to replace Ben Wickler, who announced last week that he is not seeking re-election. William Garcia, who is the current Democratic Party chair for La Crosse County and the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, announced his bid for the top spot on Monday. Garcia joins a field that includes former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remicker. Wisconsin Democrats are seeking to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the State Assembly and State Senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money they could contribute to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. A bipartisan bill proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature would provide farmers who use beneficial grazing practices with grant funding. The State Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on the bill earlier this month, and if passed into law, it would establish a pilot program to offer technical support and grants of up to $40,000 for farmers using managed grazing systems. The grazing practice moves cattle through smaller pastures in different areas, improving soil health and water quality, as well as decreasing soil erosion. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers likely from later this morning into this afternoon. Mid-60s for a high. Tonight, showers, scattered thundershowers, low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legal issues continue surrounding the man deported to El Salvador. Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Let me make this announcement, and then we'll get back to in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar. Beginning Wednesday, April 23rd, the Earl Ingram Show will be shifting its focus to local community content on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee, as well as special reporting starting with a limited podcast series focusing on the issue of lead in drinking water. I will continue to be a voice for local content on 540 AM WAUK throughout Milwaukee with local spots that will be broadcasting. We will be broadcast during moments with Pat Kreitlow. Additionally, as a correspondent with Civic Media, I will appear as a regular guest on the Civic Media Network shows to share details about this special reporting and podcast. Subscribe to the Earl Ingram Show wherever you listen to podcasts to stay up to date with all the digital exclusive content I will be releasing in the coming weeks and months. Again, we are officially back in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, gut health. I ask you again because there are people who, like myself, knew nothing about gut health. Didn't think anything about it. There was nothing to point me in that direction that my gut health, that my gut had a brain, if you will. And now that you're telling me and now that I know that the key to a healthy life is through the gut, and here I've lived over 70 years and haven't paid any attention or any focus to it, you say that it's never too late. Is it safe to say that?
Never too late. We can start by visiting the department stores and shopping from the sides of the store, staying away from the middle, and try to, when you buy a product, try to make it less than 5 ingredients. Eat more vegetables, salads, eat a healthy breakfast, because serotonin, happy hormone, happens and gets created in the gut. And when you wake up, your gut wakes up and you go running and you go like being hunted by this lion. The cortisol production in the body is at the peak in the early morning. So I tell people, like, if you want to eat meat and you can make part of it in the morning with breakfast, do it. I start my day by a very healthy meal or a rich meal because I know that I am going to crunch it through the day. By 1 or 2 p.m., you're already, most of the planning of the day has finished. But people drink coffee and just say, I'm not hungry until it's 12 or 1 p.m. when I'm super hungry, anxious, nervous. And then we wait 5-10 years living this lifestyle. We get type 2 diabetes. We have problems sleeping. We are eating the largest meal before we go to bed by 1 or 2 hours. And we have indigestion. We start to take omeprazole, pantoprazole for gut health, for acid reflux. That also destroys the healthy bacteria in the gut. So if we've done something wrong or didn't eat and live healthy most of our lives, and we want to change things today, it's going to take a while. You're not going to take a magic supplement or a magic drug, or you're not going to take something for the constipation that you have and the doctor writes it on the prescription pad and you find out, okay, I'm fine by taking this pill or capsule. Living healthy is an investment in your best health. And I really support anyone who starts today, because there's no better time than now, because tomorrow is going to be better when you do that.
You know, Dr. Omar, it is, again, I've been in radio for a little while now, and I've had many different segments on the airways that I've been on, but none as important as our segment. And, you know, that's why I know, man, wherever I go, I got to make sure that there's going to be an In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, because, I mean, just listening to this today, right? Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Lee. Good morning to you, Lee. Thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yeah. Good morning, Earl. Dr. Omar, I have a friend that recently is touting what seems to me to be a new product. He calls it H2 tablets and hydrogen, oxygen. It's confusing to me, but he gives it all kinds of benefits. I'll disconnect. And do you know anything about this so-called product? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the question.
So these are products that help to deliver what we say molecular hydrogen, H2, to the body. And these molecular hydrogen, they are small, non-polar, which means it can easily diffuse or come to the tissues and the cells. And they are used for the, there are studies that show that these H2 tablets are helping to improve glucose metabolism, helps to protect against oxidation, high LDL, lowers inflammation, can help with also respiratory health. So they can help some patients with COPD. It just kind of think of it as a way to decrease oxidative stress or to help with detoxification in the body, and helps the cells be more sharpened. So it's one of the trends that come out and can be added to someone's supplements that they take. Good question, Lee. I like that, because we have an excellent H2 product, and I have some very specific patients that come ask for it.
You know, Dr. Omar, I mean, what do you got? That millions of supplements, millions of pills, and so there's an endless supply of things to address your body and where your body is. How do you know which ones to take? You know, how do you know if I'm mixing the wrong things and I'm going by what somebody told me, a friend in the bar said, oh, by the way, you know, I can tell you about some of the greatest. Do you just go by what you're hearing, or clearly that's not reasonable enough today, is it?
It's the challenge is, like, we are collecting pills and capsules and supplements of bottles that can be sometimes very expensive over the years. So I always say we're going to start with organization of your medication cabinet, making sure that we are prioritizing the medicine and we are supporting the supplements that you with a good multivitamin, good B complex, good fish oil, omega-3. And then we see if you're taking certain medications, you might need CoQ10. I see it needed for most people above 40 years old. Many people take statins, so CoQ10 gets to be very important. Probiotics, 6 months in 1 year, would cut the chase of meds and supplements and stress and all of that. So probiotics, 6 months in 1 year. And there are some probiotics for different cases. And we go from there. We try to build on the bulk, on the basic thing. If you're a patient who's taking an ADHD medication like Vyvanse or Adderall, it would be great if you take omega-3 fish oil, because that will help to decrease the neuroinflammation, supports brain health, improves the memory, and gives you the empowerment that you can do without taking the medication every single day. So brain health supplements are also, you look at the bulk, the main thing, I want to be strong. I want to have the micronutrients that's in a good multivitamin. And I'm not talking about a cheap multivitamin that you can get for $3-$4. I'm talking about multivitamin that maybe will cost you $1 a day for a pill or a capsule but it will be empowered with 10 times better micronutrients. Think of things from orthomolecular, from designs for health. We have active life that has the D, the C, the vitamin Bs, the eye health supplements. That's one of the supplements that you take, Earl, and I think we've been talking about it a little bit, right?
I take it every day, and it certainly has been an elixir for me and my health and keeping me strong, amongst other things. But I would ask you, Dr. Omar, statins. People are prescribed statins. Statins are one of the most prescribed medications that there is. But statins break down your muscle. Do they break down the muscle, or what? They certainly take something away from you, because before I met you, I never took the CoQ10 or whatever that's called. And so why am I taking the how do you pronounce it?
CoQ10.
Why am I taking that? I've been taking statins for 20 years and never knew that the statins had a side effect to them. Why don't we know about those things early on before we've taken them for 20 years? And then I remember the first time I saw you, first thing you said was you need CoQ10. I'm like, what's CoQ10? I take CoQ10 every day now. But how? What? Was it because of my age or what?
So the statins are a very important medications. They help to lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL, by 18 to 55%. Some statins like rosuvastatin have proven to actually decrease inflammation of the cardiac muscle. They are helpful. And for many people, we need to get the numbers under a certain threshold to make sure that they don't have a stroke or a heart attack. And the studies are proving and showing it. And that's why we have like more than 40, 50% of people that take heart medications are taking statins. So it's cost effective. It helps to reduce cardiovascular health, but it has side effects, which is muscle related. People can experience muscle pain, cramps, and weakness. Part of the problem is that statins prevent the production of CoQ10, which is a very important coenzyme, which it helps with the production of energy inside the cells, inside the mitochondria, inside the cells, which is the brain of the cell. And people without statins after 40 years of age already produce less CoQ10. So many people would tell you after 40 years of age, we feel low energy, we have muscle pains, and that can be attributed to low CoQ10. And it's actually in the literature, in the drug pamphlet of any statin, that they would affect the production of CoQ10. And that's why it's an easy solution. Drug-induced nutrition depletion, let's replace it. Let's take CoQ10. But the challenge that comes also is what kind of CoQ10? Because we need that CoQ10 to go deep into the cells. And that's why we try to find the right CoQ10 that's absorbed by the body. We have an excellent product called CoQNOL 200 that mixes between giving CoQ10 and also helping the body produce its own CoQ10. People take this a couple of months. They have had muscle pain while taking a statin. It goes away, less brain fog and lower blood pressure, and so many health benefits as a longevity supplement, I would say.
Well, I'll tell you,
that's one of the core supplements we use.
It was one of the first things you prescribed for me was CoQ10. I'm still taking it now, every day. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Hang on the phone lines. We'll come right to you. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar is willing to take any questions or comments you may have. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to wiltopiarx.com.
And Cardi, if people want to be able to now capture all of this great information that we've been able to gather with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, over the last year or so, how can they do that?
Well, Earl, they can always log into civicmedia.us, check out the podcast on that episode by clicking on the Earl Ingram Show, and also check out the YouTube page at Civic Media, click on Earl Ingram, and you'll be able to see every episode from day one until today.
Oh, that's great. That's great news. Let's go to Mark. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. First, a quick question, Earl. On Mondays, is Reggie Jackson your frequent guest?
Yes, he has been.
Okay. The comment I have in terms of health, I just wanted to recommend a book by Jane Roberts called The Way Toward Health. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Omar, when you talk about health, and I was talking to you earlier before we came on the air, and I was saying, you know, I mean, I've cut back a lot on meat, man. I used to be a carnivore, man. They just give me some meat, right? Meat. Give me meat. Meat on the plate. It's got to be meat, you know. And as I've gotten older, my body doesn't agree with meat as much as it once did. And so I was telling you about watching horses and rhinoceroses and elephants and the largest animals, land animals on Earth, buffaloes, they don't eat meat. And so when we talk about muscle development, those animals have tremendous muscles and they don't eat meat. And so you are telling me the difference between their bodies and our bodies and the difference, if you please.
Yeah, so the horse, well, actually, yeah, it's weird that we see that animal kingdom has animals that have like awesome muscles, but they don't eat meat like the horses. But they have kind of digestive system adaptations. Well, they have this kind of, they can ferment in their colons very efficiently, extract the nutrients from the fibrous plant materials. And also they have continuous grazing activity. They graze for many hours daily and are naturally active, promoting consistent muscle engagement and development. There is also different muscle fiber composition. In us humans, when we go plant-based diet, the challenge is like there is incomplete amino acid profiles in many plant proteins. And it's hard for us to absorb these kind of proteins in the beans, in the seeds and the nuts. And that's why replacing with branched chain amino acids and taking protein shakes for plant-based diet people is important. Okay, so this need to be careful dietary planning, because not everyone can be vegetarian based on I want to be as strong as this athlete who is also vegetarian. You have to calculate it, make sure that you get your proteins, you get your vitamin B12, you have healthy gut, because unfortunately I see many vegetarian human beings live with us that eat many processed foods thinking that this is healthy and it is not. So meat is not the enemy. Vegetarians is a good and great concept and great way of life. We just have to calculate it perfectly and be realistic. And that's why I love pharmacy, because it gives us the tools to look at the science and help empower people with lifestyle changes, change in their medications and supplements to create a better health.
Well, Dr. Omar, as fate would have it, my better half is on the line. She doesn't call, but this is my wife, Allie. You have a question, a comment for the doctor?
Of course, a comment. Thank you so much. And, Cardi, I love the look on your face when you're looking at that screen like, Earl. Yeah. Hi, Dr. Omar.
Hi, Allie. How are you doing?
And I'm limited, you. I already know. But your, oh, my God, your pills, your vitamin B, first of all, off the chain. I mean, it was so perfect. I had those little tremors, and you said vitamin B, and ever since, no problem. Your CoQ10, awesome. Your calcium, you know, okay, I'm old, so I needed everything. And you have it there at your pharmacy. And your knowledge is, wow. I'm just overwhelmed. I should have called you earlier. But thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You know, Dr. Omar is not the end. Because you and I will certainly continue to give the life-changing information and knowledge that you provide. I'll continue to tell people about Welltopia Pharmacy. I'll continue to make my treks back and forth to the pharmacy to see you until we meet again on the podcast. It's always been great, and it's not so long. It's not goodbye. It's a respite, but we'll be back together soon.
We'll be back. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you as well.
Thank you, Allie.
That's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Love you, man. We'll talk soon. All right. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, I'm going to give you a chance to get to know who I really am. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth.
requires
a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoles getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News.